It's 1:30, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Nicolette Mendoza. It's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In today's news, last night was a violent night for Toronto. A 20-year-old man was fatally stabbed in a home invasion as he stepped out of the shower last night. Police say two male suspects entered the apartment suite and demanded cash and drugs from one of the occupants. After fleeing, the victim was rushed to the hospital where he died of his injuries. Officers are currently reviewing the surveillance videos to identify the suspects. Police are trying to identify a suspect in yet another homicide. Last night, there was a shooting near Morningside and Old Finch Avenues. Police received a report of gunshots and found a victim who suffered from gunshot wounds. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Meanwhile, in more local news, breast cancer is one of the most common types of cancer in Canada. According to the Canadian Cancer Society, it accounted for about one quarter of all new cancer cases in women last year. And over 60,000 women in Ontario had been diagnosed with breast cancer within the last 10 years. But on April 4th, the largest breast cancer center in Canada opened at Sunnybrook. And as I recently reported, specialized treatments and new technologies will help combat the fight against breast cancer. The largest breast cancer center in Canada opened at Sunnybrook earlier this month. Dr. Eileen Rakovich is the director of Louise Temetry Breast Cancer Center. She says that the center will focus on improving breast imaging and early detection.
We recognize that not all individuals with breast cancer, they're not all the same. Many have unique needs. And as the largest breast center, we have an opportunity to better meet these needs, to ease the journey. And so we have launched several specialized programs.
Some of these programs include the PINK program. The program is dedicated to young women and their specific concerns. The center also launched the immediate breast reconstruction program. Susan Conacher is a Sunnybrook patient who battled against cancer. In 2009, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer.
Neither my husband nor I ever thought you could see cancer, but before long you could see the tumor, and I was not happy. They say if we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back, but I wasn't sure that day. At Sunnybrook, I had the luxury of feeling safe with all the caregivers. Not safe in terms of life and death, but safe as a friend.
Sunnybrook's care gave Conacher the courage to carry on. She considers her experience as a gift that is much appreciated. Nicolette Mendoza, Observer Radio News, Toronto. Prince Philip arrived in Toronto today for a private working visit, according to Ottawa. Governor General David Johnston will welcome him this afternoon. He will join Ontario's Premier and Lieutenant Governor David Onley at the provincial legislature for a breakfast reception tomorrow morning. The Prince will also present a new regimental color to the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Canadian Regiment at Queen's Park. Toronto Zoo's union reached a tentative deal this morning. Zoo workers are told to go to work as scheduled. The zoo was going to announce a lockout while the unionized workers were going to go on strike. But the union was concerned about the animals' care if a lockout or strike were to happen. No details of the tentative agreement will be shared until employees can review and vote on the deal. Turning now to sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are getting their game together in time for the playoffs. In last night's game, the Leafs won against the Florida Panthers 4-0. Phil Kessel scored 2 goals and James Reimer made 34 saves for the shutout. Toronto's back in the ACC tomorrow, playing host to the Montreal Canadiens at 7 o'clock. In baseball news, yesterday marked another loss for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays fell 5-3 to the New York Yankees. Despite home runs from Brett Laurie and Edwin Encarnacion, the Yankees came from behind to take the first game of this 3-game series. The two teams play again tomorrow in New York. Clara Hughes is taking off with her Bell Let's Talk campaign. Hughes is planning to ride her bike from coast to talk about mental health. Her campaign will start in March of next year. And in entertainment, Stockholm police find narcotics and a stun gun in Justin Bieber's tour bus. The police raided Bieber's bus before his concert yesterday. The bus was empty during the time of the search, so no arrests have been made. It's movie night, and Pain and Gain comes out today. Directed by Michael Bay, Pain and Gain is an action comedy starring Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne Johnson, and Anthony Mackie. The movie is based on a true story and is about a group of personal trainers in Miami during the 1990s. And that's Observer Radio News. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Nicolette Mendoza. Have a great afternoon, and thanks for listening.